only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Hey.
7:37, Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
Doing good, buddy. First Friday. Feels nice. We got a 3-day weekend coming up. I keep forgetting that it's Memorial Day weekend coming up, man. So,
you know?
Yeah. Nice.
You know, every weekend should be a three-day weekend. But.
Which is good, because you and I have been working so damn hard. We deserve a day off, all right?
Right.
For God's sakes. anyway, let's keep things moving here. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. And hey, by the way, Specialite is hiring. I don't know if you know this or not. You could join the Specialite team. They're paying at a minimum of $14 an hour, and it just goes up from there. They have amazing benefits, amazing career growth, better pay. Go check them out. Specialite, Decatur, Benton Harbor, and start a new career today with an amazing company that we love. Your topic for today, what would be the 8th deadly sin fit for the modern era? So we got, you know, sloth and greed and lust and all that, but what would be the 8th deadly sin fit for the modern era?
Go ahead. Because I got a bunch, and they're all involved into one. So you go ahead.
Okay. Mine would be, thou shall not scroll left or right when handed someone's phone to look at a picture. Okay? I don't know what it is. And you know what? Here's the other thing. Let's add to that 8th deadly sin for the modern era. Don't even grab the phone unless they purposely give it to you. Okay? Just look at it. You don't need to put it in your hands. I'm holding it, showing you. And then for God's sakes, don't start going left, right, left, right. Like, just stop it.
You know what's funny? If you hand me your phone, like, hey, show me a picture, I do it on purpose because it's devastating to some people. Just grab it and bite your bottom lip and immediately scroll as fast as you can.
Well, that's fine because you're going to see my penis. That's what's going to happen, okay?
Watch the person's face. Give it back.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Why? What's in here? What's it?
Just look at the photo being presented to you, okay? Just look at it, and that's it. Don't
start zooming in and zooming out. What are you doing? What are you looking at? What?
People turn into, you know, and Freddy Fingers over here, like, oh, look at how fast I can scroll to your photo. Just stop it. That's a sin. That's a sin, okay? Just look at the photo. Look at the photo. Yeah.
Don't scroll left or right, or you're dead.
You're dead.
I like it. So mine all have to do with a car. So listen up. I got a couple of them here in a row.
All right.
If you're going straight in the right turn lane, you're dead. If you don't use your turn signals, you're dead. If you are a semi and traveling next to another semi at the same speed, you're dead. If you throw trash out of your window in your car, you're dead. Those are just a few examples that have to do with a simple car. Car rules.
So the 8th deadly sin is just obey car rules, common sense car rules, and then you have all of those prerequisites.
Sub rules
on there. I like that. You know, everyone would be dead, though, because it's just no one knows how to follow the basic rules of the road. Uh-huh. That's why I have almost had like 9 aneurysms driving out on the road because it's so infuriating that people can't follow the rules of the road.
The rules of the road. You know, out of those 4 I just gave, I think the one that might have bothered me the most, though, are the 2 semis traveling next to each other. Miles and miles down the road. One's going 61, one's going 61 and a half.
Eastbound and down.
You're trying to get somewhere, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep. I just started passing on the shoulder. I just whip it into the ditch and floor it, man. Like, all right, here we go. Like Smokey and the Bandit. It's fantastic. You know? So I like that, man. That's good. And I think that fits for the modern era. But here's what's good, though, is I think pretty soon that sin is going to be wiped off. That 8th deadly sin. Because
electric cars.
Self-driving cars, man. Think about it. Kiki and I were talking about it the other day because I'm like, oh, man, can you believe, like, in 15 years, our daughter's going to be driving probably? And then I'm like, well, you know what? She might not be. She might not have to learn because we'll have self-driving cars. That's unbelievable.
Can you can you imagine? Like, in our era right now, like, people can't drive sticks. Like, well, I can't do that. What is that? The next era, I don't even know how to drive.
Yeah.
I've never had to drive.
Yeah.
It's wild to even think about.
Grandpa, tell us about driving your old carriages. And it's like, well.
You would use your feet. There was a thing called a gas pedal and a brake.
Yeah. And there's this little thing called the indicator, and no one knows how to effing use it. That's the problem.
And I'm still pissed.
Yeah, I'm still angry. But I like it. Those are great. deadly sins for the modern era. We're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What would be the eighth deadly sin fit you're for dead. The modern era? All right, you're dead. You do it right to hell, you son of a bitch. All right, we're going to be back with more. Stick around.
Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 749, Brock. Hunter.
How you doing?
Let's keep moving here with the topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Hiring now. Check them out. What would be the eighth deadly sin fit for modern era? Because you know when the original deadly sins, you know, lust and this murder and
slaying. We all know those.
You know, those were made a long time ago. We got to update it here for the modern era. You know,
that
we
2021 version,
yeah,
you know?
The 2021 version. So what would be the eighth deadliest sin fit for the modern era? Let's see. Tony said calling instead of texting. That's true.
You know, do you have that thought? So especially an unknown number. I just don't answer it anymore because, well, 100% of the time, it seems, it's always a spam call.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so now it's like any call I get from California, I'm just like, I don't know anybody in California.
I will say that since I've really adopted the voice to text, but then I also do feel goofy with voice to text because I'm still talking into my phone. You know what I mean? Like Kiki, she can go a mile a minute with texting someone. Me, I'm like, boop, boop. Boop, boop,
you know what's funny is how you talk to your phone too. You never just like, hey, bring me a Mountain Dew in the morning if you could.
Bring me
Mountain Dew.
So I still prefer calling, like if it's something quick, but I have started to adopt more of the texting because I can do the voice to text and it's just quicker. The main reason I didn't do it before is because I'm such a slow texter. But in this day and age, you call people like, what, did someone die? Why are you calling me? This is not important. Get out of here. Even if someone dies, still just text me because I'm busy. I'm busy. Let's see. Sandra had a good one. Thinking you are perfect and do no wrong. That would be a good deadly sin fit for the modern era. We do have this mindset right now. I don't know what it is for most people where it's like, I don't know. Everyone's the center of the universe.
Social media is a big, huge part of that for sure. Yeah. TikTok videos and you guys and your selfies.
Any TikTok video should be a deadly sin fit for the modern era. Absolutely. That was Blake's answer. He said effing TikTok. Yeah, that's true. That's true. If I have to see one more person lip syncing and dancing to a song they didn't write or choreograph, I'm going to go nuts. For what? For what?
Yeah. Stop it. Stop it.
Let's see. Laura had a good one. Coughing or sneezing on somebody. I mean, that should have been before. But you know.
Especially now. Can't be doing that. I still feel weary about even just sneezing.
Oh, dude.
We did it last night in golf leagues. I was outside away from everybody. Yeah. And I'm looking around like, oh, my God. I hope nobody judges
everyone hates you. Everyone hates you. Like, really, dude? Really? Now whenever I go out in public, even with a mask on and everything like that, like, I would rather break my ribs holding in a sneeze than just let it out and have everyone get out of here.
I can't do that. My head's going to explode or something's going to come out the bottom.
Yeah, for you, for sure, for sure. That's one of the same. That's true. You got to be careful. You got to watch the situation. All right, good. I love it. Just blew out my spleen. Jeez, holding that.
I don't need to burn any more brain cells. I need to sneeze when I sneeze. You know, let it out.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we got? Kyle said social media. Let's see.
I knew that was going to be a popular one.
Yeah, that really is. I think that's kind of most people's answers. Which, shouldn't that tell you something? That maybe we should do something about it? If a lot of people are like, look, this is a problem. And we're like, we're going to keep using it, you know?
Here's a good direction to take, I think. If you wake up and you say this to yourself, I got to update everybody on Facebook of what's going on. If that thought goes to your head, I got to update everybody on Facebook. Here's the thing. Nobody on Facebook, none of us care. None of us care over you, all right? We don't need you to update us every day.
Yeah. I wonder, you know what would be cool? If we could do, and this is completely off topic, but if we could make it, like you could put like keyword filters, like, okay, I don't want like baby or food pick.
Or
like, you know,
gym.
Gym, yeah. And you put in these things and that filters out everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anything you don't want to see, it gets filtered out, and you put those keywords in, right? I don't know.
I mean, what is the point of videotaping yourself lifting weights?
for form, because you know you're gonna maybe
it's not. It's not for form. Get out of here.
I always love when I see
know what I know what it's for. It's one for my, likes. That's what it's for.
My favorite thing is when someone's lifting weights and then they pass out in the video and then they hit the head.
Clink.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you get for trying to get likes for working
folded
out.
In half.
Look at how strong I am. I'm so strong. This is great. Everyone,
or how about the leg press video where the guy extends his legs fully and they end up going backwards like an ostrich?
That's too much. That's too much. All right, anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX.